This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we head back 6.5 decades to January 1, 1948, as Fritz Kreisler and his undefeated Wolverines were set to meet No. 8 Southern Cal in the Rose Bowl. Michigan had entered the game as the No. 2 team in the land and had swapped the top spot with Notre Dame all season. As the regular season concluded, it was the Irish, whose season concluded with a 38-7 victory over USC, who occupied the top spot in the final AP poll. While no other vote was planned, Kreisler and Team 68 did something on this day in Michigan football history that changed college football. They started by showing Southern Cal, 88,000 fans, and sports writers from coast to coast how they transformed the game into an art as the Mad Magicians unleashed a dazzling series of shifts, spins, ball fakes, and dump passes to overwhelm the Trojan defense. On the other side of the ball, the defense stifled USC, who managed just 130 yards of total offense. In the second quarter, Bob Chappius hit Bump Elliott on a short jump pass for Michigan's third touchdown, and it was all decided. Michigan added four more scores, and Time magazine described the 49-0 pounding this way. Quote, Southern Cal's beefy bruisers, the West Coast champs, were not clubbed to death. They were just hoodwinked and whipsawed by Michigan slickers. Jack Weisenberger, Kreisler's sturdy spinning fullback, started most of Michigan's backfield ballet and ball-handling hocus-pocus and chewed through the center of Southern Cal's bewildered line, unquote. The beating was so spectacular and more dominant than No. 1 Notre Dame's victory over USC a few weeks earlier that the Associated Press had to do something unprecedented. For the first time, they conducted a post-bowl game poll. The sports writers named Michigan No. 1 in the land by a 226-119 margin. Thus, Coach Kreisler, in his final game at the helm of the Wolverines, headed back to Ann Arbor with a national title and secured his place alongside Fielding Yost in college football's Valhalla. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.